Good. And this is Emily, formerly Brock, now Brickley, changed her name a lot, and here she is.
Hey. Okay, so my story is this. I was raised in a Christian home, just did the deal for a while. When I was 5 years old, I accepted Jesus. And from then on, just like I said, did the deal, went to church camps, house churches, all that. When I was 12 years old, I got very sick and hospitalized and lost a lot of weight, and it was a pretty rough go for about 2 weeks. Come to find out, I had ruptured my appendix, and the doctor comes out after the surgery and tells my mom that my body had naturally built a protection around all of the acids and bacteria that was getting ready to cover my whole body and pretty much make me very, very, very sick. So at that point, I was like, wow, you know, the Lord saved me. I was like, wow, that's really awesome. But being a 12-year-old kid, I didn't really fully know what that really meant. So kept doing the deal, living the life, got into high school and kind of had one foot in with the Lord and one foot in doing my own thing. Had a lot of great friends, Zeb being one of them, around me and his wife, just really learning and growing together. Melody, Bill and Melody, come alongside of all of us and just really spurring us on to the Lord. It wasn't until after my high school days that I kind of got, just kind of went into this dark place. Just really not knowing my identity and my purpose in life, just feeling just really worthless and weak, and that I had a lack of testimony, because all the testimonies I heard around me of how God saved him was pretty great, and mine was just kind of not so great. I didn't really have a big moment that I knew. So during that time, I just felt on the fence. I just knew that either A, I was going to choose a life for Christ, or B, choose a life for the enemy. And I was the enemy was really stirring my heart and basically telling me all these lies about how Jesus wasn't real, who he is isn't real, the things of him are not real. And I was really believing those lies, and didn't tell anybody this, but in my heart, just getting ready to hand over my life to the enemy. And it was 4th of July, 2006-5, that I was talking to two of my aunts, just talking to them about life, nothing really major. And then the next morning, I get a phone call from my aunt that says, "You have a minute, I need to talk to you." And I was like, "Okay." She's like, "Last night when I was laying in bed, I got woken up." And I'm like, "Okay." And she's like, a demonic presence came into her bedroom. And she looked at it and was kind of pinned to her bed, and the only thing she could say was, "Who are you here for?" And the presence said, "Emily." And all that she could say was, "Jesus, Jesus," back and forth. And he kept saying that he wanted to take my life and he wanted to destroy me, and not only me, but my seed that was to come. And so I'm listening to all this and just crying and crying. And after that, the Lord had said to her that that I would be used mightily for the kingdom, but my struggle would be very, very difficult, but I would overcome. And so she gets off the phone. I mean, she wakes up the next morning and immediately calls the other aunt that I had been talking to, and she says, "Guess what happened to me last night?" And she said, "Wait a minute, is this about Emily?" And the same similar spirit came to her, woke her up, and she was up all night long warring for my life, and couldn't sleep. And so, of course, I'm bawling, and not only because of the situation that had happened, but mostly because Jesus of this universe was warring for me, that he wanted me for his kingdom and chose me for a purpose, and that he was fighting for me. And at that point, I'm, you know, struggling with my identity, thinking that I'm worthless, but in reality that I had such purpose on my life that he was fighting for and wanted me. So after that happened, I got off the phone with them and just realized what he had for me. And so I repented and asked him to enter my life and gave my life over to him. After that, I just had this strong desire in my heart to just really know Jesus for him and not through my peers or through my pastor or my parents, but just really know Jesus for myself and the things of him. So just started really diving into the word and just listening to the Spirit. It was then when I started working at Jacob's Well, where I met Jeff and Lori and Maylene, and they just really came alongside of me and showed me, and Chip and Joanne, now that I'm seeing you, just what it meant to live a life in the Spirit, and that I can listen to him, and that I can walk this life out not alone, and what that fully meant. And then after that, started coming to New Life, and how just listening to Sam's preaching and just stewarding me into a right way of thinking, and just broke a lot of religious off of me and wrong ways of thinking, and just going into just a right relationship with Jesus. Struggle still being good there, but just knowing my purpose was very strong. So, during that time, another big, huge thing in my life was that the Lord was speaking to me not only about my destiny, but about my worth and my beauty. And I had been just lied to a lot that I just didn't have much to offer, or that I was worth anything of beauty. And the Lord just showed me and just was revealing to me his heart for me and what he was speaking about me personally and how he viewed me as a daughter of the King. I did not know what that meant until this moment in time. Just knowing how he thought of me was a huge change in my life. So just going down with that and just learning more with that, then the Lord brought Andy into my life and just really tied all the loose ends that I had left and just brought a lot of clarity and wisdom and direction and discernment into my life that I needed. And that was a really powerful thing that the Lord did for me. So since then to now, it's about 5 years, just a process of learning what it means to abide in the Lord, trial. Definitely a great process of knowing Jesus for myself and what it looks like to be a disciple on a daily basis. The thing that is pretty neat when I was preparing for this that the Lord was just speaking to me is that just looking back on my testimony and seeing how the enemy tried to take my life when I was 12 and then try to take my life again when I was in college and then try to take my seed, Zoe, and even though his strength was great, the Lord's was greater, and that he came and overcame and won each thing that the enemy has tried to steal from me. And that is what's powerful about my testimony, is that the Lord has won and has victory in my life.
Amen. Hey, hang on a second. So I'm glad you told that about it. I don't know if everyone in the room, because there's new people, but Zoe is your daughter. Firstborn, who went through what, real quick?
Cancer and almost died, and was a battle for a long time, and just seeing how the enemy tried to steal her life, and how it was a great trial, but the Lord won, and she's alive and well.
I appreciate your testimony about the Lord and him winning, and I just wanted you to say one more word, if you would, because that's a pretty daunting, ominous testimony that spirits are coming to Ants and saying they want to kill you, which, by the way, is biblical and true for all of us. Everybody understand that? John 10:10, the enemies come to kill, steal, and destroy. Those aren't just words. They're missions from the enemy. But Emily got intel from family and spiritual people that that was what happened in her life and then toward her seed. But to me, it doesn't sound like you're in fear about that. Why should no one be in fear about that?
Well, I'm not in fear of it because the Lord has, like I said, great destiny and purpose in my life, and nothing can outstand the hand except the Lord, and the enemy will not win in my life.
Amen. Amen. That's great. That's great.